This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, in for Terry Gross. We continue our salute to Veep, the HBO comedy series that presents its final episode this Sunday, by revisiting a Fresh Air interview with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who stars as ambitious politician Selina Meyer. Veep has won 17 Emmys to date, and 6 of those were earned by Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Fresh Air contributor Dave Davies spoke to the actress in 2012 when Veep began. Here's a scene from that first season. The vice president, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, has discovered an opening in her schedule she wants to fill. Her staff members are played by Anna Klumsky, Matt Walsh, and Reed Scott.
Come on, let's go somewhere. Let's meet the public.
You want to normalize it?
Yes, exactly. I want to meet some regular normals. Where are we going to find them?
Photo op with the normals and the normalistas.
Yes, there's a book fair Adams
no.
Morgan.
What kind of book? You're not going to get a good photo holding a book. You need some active.
It's like kids read or something. Like, read.
Kids are unpredictable. They wet their pants.
Keep it simple.
Yeah,
keep it simple.
Not good.
It's, ma'am, frozen yogurt. All right, is huge in this town right now. All right, it's hot out. Let's go to a store. There's one that I know that I go to all the time on U Street. It's owned by 3 generations of African Americans. I mean, there's a narrative built right in.
Excellent. Home run. It's perfect. Done deal.
Great.
We can totally normalize with those guys. That's what we're gonna do. Make it happen, guys.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, welcome back to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
Or should I say, welcome back, Madam Vice President?
I've gotten very used to being called that. It's rather peculiar.
Yeah, a little heady. Your character is she's the vice president. We don't learn what political party your character, Selina Meyer, is. Not that much about her political career, and kind of inherently has ambitions that maybe exceed her talents. But she can't be a fool either. I mean, nobody who gets to be vice president doesn't have something on the ball and some accomplishments. I wonder, as you developed this, was there sort of a sweet spot you had to find between someone who is competent but maybe not too competent and kind of neurotic?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, buffoonery is funny, let's face it. And you'll see her behave competently in certain situations. But she's betwixt and between, you know. She's in a powerful position and yet she's powerless at the same time. And I play it as if that circumstance has a way of paralyzing her. So that's how I sort of justify maybe certain so-called hiccups that she has. You know, her agenda is often clashing with the agenda of the president. And how does one survive under those circumstances? It's a mess. And if it weren't a mess, it wouldn't be funny, of course. So, you know, we keep it messy.
I thought we'd listen to another clip. In this scene, you have just, as the vice president, have just met with a senator who you're trying to get to support a bill that you're backing, and it kind of didn't go as planned, and you've just come back from the meeting and mm-hmm. are kind of confessing what happened to your staff. The staff members here are played by Reed Scott, Anna Klumsky, and Matt Walsh, and you speak first. Let's listen.
Hey, I think I did the right thing, but I just need you to confirm that I did the right thing. I said something to someone.
What exactly did you say, ma'am, and to who?
To whom?
Senator Doyle said that he would sponsor the bill.
Oh.
If we keep oil off of clean jobs. And there was an implication, perhaps.
You didn't say yes.
No, I didn't say yes. I said, yeah.
Okay, well, we told oil we'd put one of their guys on clean jobs. That's why we got away with the Cutler tweet.
I know.
Okay.
She's aware. Okay, I was charmed by Doyle. He's got that little twinkle in his eye. He just niced me. I got nice. All right? And where were you, Amy, by the way? Where were you?
No, you said you had it covered.
No, I didn't have it covered, and it's your job to know that if I say I have it covered, I don't have it covered, and you cover me. I need you all to make me have not said that. I need you to have make me unsaid it.
That is our guest, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I mean, very, very funny scene.
Thanks.
You can imagine this character as a senator, when she had her own base of power and kind of more sure where she was, handling a negotiation with another senator well. But here, she's kind of undermined by her position and gets frantic and does stupid things.
Exactly. In fact, in the first episode, when she has a meeting with Senator Hallows, she comes in and she says, Barbara, what have I been missing here? And Senator Hallows says, power. When she says that, I sort of played it like it was like a punch to the gut, because she's sort of speaking the truth, and that throws Selina off her game for the rest of that scene as a result. She's sort of struggling to get her balance back, and she doesn't quite recover it.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus speaking to Fresh Air contributor Dave Davies in 2012.